I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo on the Fan Hotline right now. Of course, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Is that a Fleury shirt you're wearing?
From 2003. This thing's been through the ringer.
And 21 years old.
That's right.
He could legally get a drink now.
This, Callis, what are you, 25? This shirt's only 4 years younger than Callis.
Yes.
It's nasty kind of looking. Smells like cat a little bit, too.
That's not, no, that's not.
One of these old Coho jerseys. Oh. Christmas gift. Favorite of all time.
Yeah.
Was a little big on me back then, and now the belly's protruding through it.
Yes.
So time moves through me just like it moves through the jersey.
It's like you're wearing goalie pads now.
Anyway, Ray Fittipaldo with us. Ray, the Ravens trade for Diontae Johnson. How much does that help them, do you think?
Well, he's certainly an upgrade from Rashad Bateman. You know, Bateman had a big drop in their loss over the weekend. You know, receiver has been such a huge issue for them over the years, guys. They've had a hard time drafting and developing guys. So maybe if you go out and trade for somebody else, maybe that guy just, you know, turns out to be better. You know, I think it's a good move for them if Diontae is right. But, you know, we kind of saw with Diontae last year, sometimes he plays when he wants to play. You know, he's had issues with running backwards and stuff like that, too. So I think it can be a good move for them. But I think we all know there's some issues there that, you know, that he can go through as well.
Right. Are the Steelers just going to sit on their hands and just go with the receiving core as it is now? Or are they going to make a move? What percentage chance do you think they make a move from now until Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, here's where I am, Doran. Like, you know, we've seen Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin get better with Russell Wilson at quarterback. So does that lessen the need? A little bit, but I'm still a guy who thinks that your depth is extremely thin. Like, if you get an injury to George Pickens, you're pretty much done. So I think maybe now a depth move, like, I don't think you need a big name. There's no big names out there anyway. You know, but the interesting part of what's going on now is there's going to be competition. Look what happened to the Texans. You know, Diggs is done for the year now. They probably need a receiver. So maybe the price is going to go up for some of these guys. But, yeah, I think they probably need to make a depth move. But I am encouraged by the fact that Austin and Jefferson are actually producing now that Russell Wilson is a quarterback.
Obviously, Diontae Johnson was not coming back to Pittsburgh. They weren't legally allowed to trade for him, but that wasn't a hefty price to pay for him. The DeAndre Hopkins trade, not a hefty price to pay. Amari Cooper, not a lot to go back in return. What would the Steelers be willing to give up to get one of the remaining receivers, whether it's Darius Slayton, Jacoby Myers, Mike Williams, any number of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jets would take a sixth or a seventh for Mike Williams. I don't think that would be much compensation at all. You know, we saw what Slayton can do. Guy's a good player, so maybe that's more like a mid-round pick. You know, four or five. I don't know exactly where that would fall. You know, Myers is another one. I'm a little bit intrigued by him. You know, what it's going to come down to, guys, is, you know, the Steelers have been elevating guys from the practice squad. They got that Brandon Johnson. He played with Russell Wilson in the past. At some point, they are going to have to make a decision. Okay, are we just going to go with the guys we've been developing, guys who have been here, or are we going to maybe take a risk and bring a guy in and see if we can mesh him into the offense at midseason? It's not as easy as people think. I think we've seen that with Davante Adams and the Jets. It can work, but there's also the other side of the coin where sometimes that chemistry just isn't there. And when you have to produce over like an 8 or 10 week period and you have to get that figured out, that puts a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, the coordinator, everyone who's involved.
Ray, who's going to make a more significant return after the bye, Cam Sutton or Zach Frazier?
If I had to pick between one and the other, I think Cam Sutton. I think – we're starting to see a few issues with this defense now, guys. You know, Cam's not going to be involved much in the run defense, but I'm concerned about what I saw Monday night from the Giants in that regard. I mean, they were getting pushed up front. They weren't tackling well. But when I think of Cam Sutton, I think of a guy who can play all over the secondary. He can play outside for you if Joey Porter or Dante Jackson gets hurt. He can play inside. You know, he can bump Beanie Bishop out of a spot, or he can play safety. I think we saw late in that game, was it Edmonds' guys who, you know, lost that guy down the seam, and there was a big play that that got them going late in that game. So, you know, very easily you could see Cam Sutton go in there for a guy like Edmonds in that situation. Even KZ. KZ has had his issues in coverage. So I don't think this necessarily means Beanie is going to be on the bench. I think Beanie has done enough to have a role on this team. I just don't know what that role is going to be after Sutton. But that's the great thing about Sutton. He's versatile. You can put him anywhere in that secondary, and he's going to produce.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, joining us on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, am I right in saying Keanu Benton's been a little bit of a disappointment? I just don't think he's super stout against the run.
No. He might be injured, guys, and we just don't know about it. He just doesn't look right to me. And I've been on this train for a while. He's not big enough to be a traditional nose. And we're kind of past that age anyway. You do have to be versatile now. You have to be able to bump out and play a three technique. And, you know, he does that. But I was watching that game. He was getting single blocked a lot.
He sure was.
By either the guard or the center. He was sticking on blocks. So I hope he's injured. If he's not injured, it's a step back for him this year. I mean, back in August, July and August, guys, we were talking about him being a breakout player, and he's been anything but in the first 2 months of the season. So just more woes for that defensive line. It's a good thing Cam Hayward's playing at an all-pro level, because otherwise you're not seeing much from those other guys on that line.
Ray, what's up with Broderick Jones? I mean, it seems like game in and game out, he's just been a liability.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about the elbow all season. I mean, that brace has been off for a while. I can't blame it on the elbow now. He's not even on the injury report. I just think he's a guy who has to be really fundamentally sound and have good technique if he's going to turn out to be a good draft pick. And it's really concerning that, you know, we're now a year and a half into his development, and we're talking about stuff like technique. You know, so he's got all the physical traits. You know, he's big, he's athletic, he's got everything you want, but sometimes it takes time. And you know, you see it with guys. You know, he's a redshirt sophomore when he came out. Sometimes those guys do take longer to develop, but I've been asked this question a lot. You know, will the Steelers, now that Moore's a really good player, will the Steelers opt to sign Moore and try to trade Jones? I don't think so. I think they're invested in Moore. They're invested in Jones. Moore's going to make a ton of money on the open market. They just got to get this figured out with Broderick and get him in a good place, but he's not in a good place right now.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Much has been made about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on the bench, yucking it up. Some fan yelled something. They laughed about it. They're razzing each other. Is their relationship as good as it looks like it is? What have you witnessed between the two? What's your understanding of that?
Yeah, I mean, their relationship goes back, I think, 8 or 10 years, back when Justin was in high school and getting ready to go to college. So, you know, they do have that connection. Obviously, when you're in the NFL or any competitive situation, there's going to be some tension sometimes, and everybody wants to play. But, you know, this stuff with Denver the last couple of years and, you know, Russ being a personality issue, I have not seen any of that. He says all the right things. He's a good teammate. You see him collaborating with guys during practice, with assistant coaches. He's in the building first. He stays late. I mean, this guy is doing everything right. Maybe he's motivated by what happened in Denver, but, you know, all that stuff that we've heard about him, I have not seen one little thing of that, you know, come to fruition in his tenure with the Steelers.
Ray Fittipaldi, Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. We talk to him Wednesday at 8 a.m. Ray, thank you for your time.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Ray. See you. Ray Fittipaldi.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.